Thousands of UC patient care, service worker strike Wednesday, Thursday. Los Angeles, thousands of patient care and service workers at UCLA, UC Irvine, and other University of California campuses across the state began a two-day strike Wednesday, alleging unfair bargaining tactics, allegations the UC system denies. According to the AFSCME Local 3299 Union, the strike includes roughly 37,000 UC workers at every UC campus and medical facility across the state. The strike began at midnight Wednesday and continues until midnight Thursday night. Picketing both days will be from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. The university's serial lawbreaking at the bargaining table means that the epidemic of understaffing at UC facilities and the related cost of living and housing affordability crises plaguing frontline UC workers are only getting worse, AFSCME Local 3299 President Michael Avant said in a statement. By failing to meet its most basic legal responsibilities to the dedicated professionals who clean its facilities, serve students food, and treat its patients, UC has left workers with no choice but to exercise their legal right to strike. The UC system issued a statement earlier this month when the strike notice was issued, saying officials fundamentally disagree with AFSCME's claims of bad faith bargaining and characterization of unacceptable bargaining proposals. UC officials said the university and union had a robust series of meetings and exchanges of various contract proposals between January and May. The university's proposals include $700 million in economic increases for AFSCME members and a direct response to what AFSCME had asked for, the greater of a $25 an hour minimum wage or a 5% across-the-board raise, according to the UC. Our proposals would increase AFSCME members' pay by an average 26% over the five-year contract. We have also proposed $75 or $100 monthly credits for AFSCME members to offset employee premium increases. University officials said the union in May stopped responding to or acknowledging the university's proposals and declared an impasse, despite our clear willingness to continue to negotiate contract terms. According to the university, the most recent proposal would have raised wages to $25 an hour across the system by July 1, 2025. The union contends, however, that the university illegally sidestepped bargaining to unilaterally increase healthcare costs by hundreds of dollars every month, and also refused to provide the union with information on staff vacancies and certain finances. Union officials alleged that some of its members are forced to endure multi-hour commutes or sleep in their cars, and the share of the workforce eligible for some government housing subsidies has nearly tripled since 2017. Union members staged picket lines at all UC medical facilities, including on the UCLA campus and at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center, and at UC Irvine Medical Center. UC officials said they have been planning for the walkout to mitigate its possible impacts and ensure no disruptions to patient care. UCLA Health issued a statement saying it developed detailed plans to maintain all patient care during the strike. All healthcare facilities are open and operational. UCLA Health is continuously evaluating resources and strategically deploying staff and managers to ensure its highest priority, providing safe, high-quality care, according to UCLA Health. Picketing and other activity, especially in the vicinity of Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center and the Medical Plaza complex in Westwood, may cause traffic delays. Patients are advised to allow extra time for travel. According to UCLA Health, employees represented by AFSCME include patient care technical employees such as radiology and emergency trauma technicians, phlebotomists, perfusionists and medical assistants, along with service employees such as custodians, security guards, and food service workers. The UC's contract with patient care workers expired July 31, while the service workers' contract lapsed on October 31, according to the union.